Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today we are talking about everything from the U.S. Supreme Court and the threat of a hurricane to college tuition and a Nike ad. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, September 4th. You ready? Let's do this. Today it begins, the confirmation hearing for Brett Kavanaugh. He's President Trump's pick to become the newest U.S. Supreme Court justice. Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee will question Kavanaugh today. His supporters say he's probably the most qualified person ever nominated. Critics have concerns about some of his decisions in that long career as a judge, especially on controversial issues like abortion. So expect it to be pretty partisan and pretty heated at times. Ultimately, Kavanaugh needs the majority of the votes in the Senate to get confirmed. And if he is confirmed, he'll replace Justice Anthony Kennedy, who retired. Well, it looks like the U.S., Mexico, and Canada now have 90 days to come up with a new NAFTA deal, as in the North American Free Trade Agreement. CNBC says Trump told Congress he plans to have a deal signed by that time, with Canada involved or not. Of course, whatever happens will affect businesses who send or get goods from Canada or Mexico and the consumers who buy those products. The head of the largest union in the U.S. told Fox News cutting out Canada from the deal would be a bad idea. But President Trump hit back with a tweet saying it's easy to see why the unions are doing so poorly. The president did face some backlash for criticizing the leader of the largest labor union on Labor Day. Trade talks between the three countries are expected to start up again tomorrow. To be continued. The fight surrounding net neutrality is not over yet. You might remember the FCC overturned the federal net neutrality rules, but now states are starting to take up the issue themselves, and California is taking the lead. Lawmakers there just passed a net neutrality bill that's being called the nation's toughest, and the governor is expected to sign it. But will the state law actually matter? The Verge reports the federal government could sue, saying those rules are not allowed. But here's the thing. Experts disagree about what the courts will decide on that one. Remember, supporters say net neutrality keeps the internet fair and equal by not allowing internet providers to speed up or slow down certain websites, for example. Critics say it's too much regulation and stifles innovation. More states may be joining this fight. Stay tuned. Tropical storm Gordon is in the Gulf of Mexico, and it might become Hurricane Gordon. The storm is already affecting Florida, and AccuWeather reports it might affect the central Gulf Coast as well. The tropical storm is expected to become a Category 1 hurricane. Louisiana's governor already declared a state of emergency to prepare, and a voluntary evacuation is in place in parts of southeast Louisiana. Be ready for possible flight delays in some areas, too. We'll have an update on this one tomorrow. It's the second insider attack in Afghanistan in 2 months. Fox News reports a U.S. service member was killed and another wounded by the same Afghan forces they're there to train. Also over the weekend, the Pentagon said it killed the head of ISIS with a drone strike late last month. It's said to be one of the most important museums in Latin America, and now it's gone. A fire destroyed Brazil's National Museum over the weekend, and CNN says more than 20 million pieces of history were destroyed with it. Artifacts spanning 11,000 years went up in flames, including Egyptian mummies and some of the country's first fossils. The building was converted into a museum 200 years ago. Investigators are still looking into a possible cause of the fire. No reports that anyone was hurt. A quick break now for our sponsor. And today I want to tell you about my friend Adam Scheibley. He's on a million-pound mission. He's lost more than 100 pounds himself. And then he helped his hometown lose more than 35,000 pounds. And he wants to go even farther. He's using his Million Pound Mission podcast to inspire healthy results across the globe. So first, check out his podcast at millionpoundmission.com or search Million Pound Mission on whatever podcast app you like to listen on. And if you're someone who feels trapped by the continuous weight loss and regain cycle, check out Adam's new Transformation Reboot program. He knows what it's like because he's been there, and he refers to that cycle as the black hole of fitness doom. So Adam and his coaches want to help you reclaim full control of your health. You can learn more about his new program or just listen to his podcast at millionpoundmission.com. Now, back to the news. The price match guarantee. It may sound like it's coming from your local store, but it may actually be coming from the local college. The Wall Street Journal says colleges and universities are taking new steps to recruit students. Some private schools say they'll match tuition offered by the public ones in the same state. And even public universities in Michigan, South Dakota, and Nebraska are letting students from other states pay as if they were locals. The journal says it's to change perceptions about private schools and recruit more high-achieving students. Another big upset at the U.S. Open, this time on the guys' side. Last night, John Millman from Australia beat the five-time U.S. Open champ from Switzerland, Roger Federer. Now it'll be Millman's first quarterfinal in a major tournament. And even Millman admits Federer just didn't play his best, but he said he'll take it. Oh, and by the way, Serena Williams won against her sister, Venus. Nike is celebrating its 30th anniversary of the Just Do It campaign, and the face of this year's campaign is someone who's been in the middle of some controversy, Colin Kaepernick. He's the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback who took a knee during the national anthem before games. He says he was protesting racial injustice, and some other players followed suit. It then led to President Trump criticizing the NFL. Well, no team has signed Kaepernick for nearly 2 years, and now he's suing NFL owners, claiming they conspired to keep him out of the league. Nike's new campaign has Kaepernick's picture on it, and it says, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." Twitter is testing out a couple of features right now that could make Twitter look a little more like Facebook. Instead of individual tweet replies, there could be more of a comment thread on a tweet. They're also looking at adding your online status, like a green dot to show if you're online at that very moment. Not everyone is happy with the possible redesign. We'll see if the test group likes it and uses it enough for the features to roll out to everyone. The movie Crazy Rich Asians did it again. It was number one at the box office for the long holiday weekend, which, by the way, is the third weekend in a row it's been number one. And it became a top rom-com. The Hollywood Reporter says it's now brought in more money than any other Hollywood studio romantic comedy in nearly a decade, at least in North America. And that's it for today. Thanks so much again for listening. As always, if you want to read more about a news story we talked about today, check out today's show notes. You can find them at thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning, so we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.